Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, my loves. Welcome to God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored tonight, trusting in the Lord on this faith in the Lord Friday. I'm just so thankful and so overwhelmed with all the things that my Father do for me and through me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just pray that everyone is encouraged tonight and trusting God and believing what God is saying and doing in their life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today's title is called My Heart Rejects You. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that the Spirit of the Lord was revealing to me this title and just giving me understanding. He just been really showing me my heart. God been showing me my heart. God been showing me areas where I have rejected him. God have shown me areas where I have rejected a lot of different things. Hallelujah. He's teaching me how to know the difference of rejection to him, rejection of man, and rejection of my own thoughts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Feel the strength of us, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit have his way. Let it consume you. Let me only speak all that's what the Spirit wants to say to the church so we can receive and go deeper inside of you, Father God, so we can get a deeper understanding, so some of us can get the increase that we need, and some can be watered, and some can be planted. Hallelujah, Father God, so we can be in the season and the times that you called us for to be, Father God, in due time, Father God. Let us have a listening ear, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for choosing us, Father God. We know you didn't have to, but you chose us, Father God. You so loved us that you sent your only begotten Son, and we thank and we praise and we worship and honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm just so thankful for everything that my Father is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as he's been really showing me, the other day we talked about leaders, follow, and who you follow, and we talked about Elijah, and how that Elijah was a depressed leader that had to take up Elijah to take over his position because he knew it was about time for him to go. Hallelujah. He was at a point where he wanted to leave, but God said, you still have some work to finish, and I have to have you bring someone to take over your position. Hallelujah. And I was given the scenarios between a leader that know it's time to go and a leader that know it's their time to come to the leadership position. Hallelujah. And some leaders don't want to give up their position, like I talked about Saul and David. Hallelujah. Saul knew the Spirit of the Lord left him, but he didn't want to give up his position, even though God anointed him and put him in the position that he was in. But it wasn't because God chose him, but it was because the people chose him. And I'm going to start at 1 Samuel chapter 8 today, and I'm going to start at verse number 3, and it says, and this is when the children of Israel was talking to Samuel, asking them a question. And they said, and his sons walk not in his ways. They're talking about Samuel's sons. Walk not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. So they said they don't follow the same thing as Samuel do. Hallelujah. They are unjust. They unjust. They take bribes. They pervert judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, behold, you are old and your sons walk not in your ways, nor make us now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said it, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken to the voice of the people and all that they say to you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even to this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods. So do they also to you. Now therefore hearken to their voice. However, yet protest solely to them and show them the manner of the king that they shall reign over them. Now this is what they was asking Samuel, because they said your sons don't follow after us. One thing God has really been teaching me and giving me understanding is following. One thing we need to understand is Christ came and brought the church together, and we are supposed to be his bride. Hallelujah. The church, we are one body, but it's very different members. Hallelujah. But one thing we need to understand is leadership, because when you go to 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about he put some in the church, hallelujah. But some he called to go outside of the church, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's some, and I'm talking to the ones that's called to be outside of the church, the ones that God is calling, and you wondering, like, why am I going through all this? Why I can't find why I can't be in the midst of the church or be and follow the way man say you need to follow, and then people will say that you're being disobedient or you don't know how to be submissive, but I'm being submissive to God because I'm following what he put in my spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing we need to understand is Elijah, they were both put into a position where they didn't have no one over them but God. God was the only one directing and guiding them. Jesus Christ. It talked about how Jesus, when he was 12 and they went to do the festivals of the routine of what was going on, and Jesus was talking to the doctors in there, and he was asking them questions, and they went through the routine of the traditions and all the different things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But when Jesus got to walk in his calling and his purpose, hallelujah, only thing he was prompted by was the Holy Spirit, by God. He only said what God called him to say. And one thing God is teaching me, and one thing God is really putting in my spirit to teach his children, is that we have to learn how to submit to God. When people first come to God and they get a relationship, they say, how can a person hear unless they have a preacher? How can a person preach unless they were sent? Hallelujah. So only way you can hear if you hear the word of the Lord by the preacher, by the one that God sent to you. Hallelujah. But one thing we need to understand, people want to find leadership. People want to find people that they need to submit to, but they never understand the personal relationship with God. They never know how to build a relationship with God. They never know the voice of God. They want to sit under man and get so much teaching from man, but they don't want to get teaching from the Holy Spirit. They don't know the word. They just following behind man, and that's how a lot of people get led astray. Yes, Elijah gave his mantle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Elijah was able to receive the mantle because the Spirit of the Lord had gave him prompting and understanding to go and do, because he said, I'm going to follow you. And John 13, when Jesus was talking and he washed his disciples' feet, and he was talking and telling them and told them this one was going to betray, and he told you to isolate, to go do what you do, do it quickly. He was talking to Peter in John 13 and 36, and Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where you go, where go you? And Jesus answered him, where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards. So Jesus was letting him know, where I go, you can't follow me now, because the mother of two of his disciples that came and asked him once at the right and the left hand of him. And Peter was saying, where you go, can I follow? Jesus said, where I go now, you can't follow. By him going to the cross and going to the purpose, he could not follow. He couldn't follow him, but he said, afterwards, you can follow me. Hallelujah. Because now I have to go do a purpose that only I can follow God. Hallelujah. And it's a certain thing in our life and our calling where we only can follow our Father. Hallelujah. We only can follow him because it's the will that was destined over our life, what we were chosen to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus was chosen to come and bleed, die, and be rose again for us to be reconciled back to God, to have an intimate personal relationship with him. And the Peter and them couldn't follow Jesus in doing that because that was Jesus' calling over his life that God had chosen him to do. Hallelujah. But Peter and them can follow Jesus and be a disciple and spread the gospel, because then after Jesus resurrected, they was able to receive the Holy Spirit once Jesus was wrapped up in the cloud, once Jesus went and sat at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. So he was saying, then you can follow me because now the Holy Spirit is back to you. And I told you the Holy Spirit is going to bring back to remembrance, and the Holy Spirit is going to guide you into all truth, and it's only going to say what it hears. Hallelujah. Just like I say only what I hear from the Father, the Holy Spirit is only going to say what the Father says to me, what he hears from the Father, and is going to bring back to remembrance all the things I have said unto you. So now you can follow me because you have the Holy Spirit. You have the mouthpiece of God. You have the voice of God in your ear. Hallelujah. An ear that can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah. So one thing God wants us to understand, just like in 1 Samuel, how the children of Israel, when they said that Samuel's sons did not follow his way, yes, they did not follow his way. They wasn't being obedient to God. They They took bribes. They perverted judgment. They received unfair gain. Hallelujah. But if they wasn't paying so much attention to the man and seek the God that they were supposed to have been serving, hallelujah, they wouldn't have wanted a new king. But see, a lot of people want man to guide and direct them. There's so many people out here that want leaders, that want people to be under, that want to be under a church and say they have a covering. Do you not know the covering is the Holy Spirit? God is your covering. Hallelujah. Yes, God put you under man for a season and for a reason. Hallelujah. Because Jesus went back and forth through the traditions. Hallelujah. But Jesus wasn't under a covering. Hallelujah. Elijah and them, they went and released to people what was called to be said. See, it's some, is a remnant out here. Jesus, when God told Elijah, he said, it's a remnant that's left. The remnant is the left is the ones that just vote this, basically listen to what God called them to do and go out and do the work. So you hear a lot of people talking about the remnant. It's a remnant left. It's a remnant. But the remnant that he is talking about is the ones that just totally just listen to God. The one that just totally God just guide and direct them. God don't have no one over them. God only thing that's over them is the Father. Hallelujah. And Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is in between. The Holy Spirit is interceding for them. Hallelujah. And they directly being prompted and guided by God. They cannot come up under no leadership. They cannot come under man leadership because they are the remnant of God. Hallelujah. They are the remnant of the prophet. Just like Elijah said, is no more prophets left but me. Elijah only listened to what God called him to listen to. Elijah only did what God called him to do. Hallelujah. Thank Jesus. You don't see nowhere where anywhere Elijah came up under no one, but God guided Elijah. God spoke through Elijah. God used Elijah and God did him do a powerful thing, do some powerful works that God called him to do. And God did it through Elijah. And God told Elijah, it's a remnant left. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So one thing we need to understand is a certain remnant. If you're part of that remnant, don't feel insecure. Don't feel like you're not worthy. It's just that God is trying to teach you how to know his voice, how to distinguish his voice, how to know what to do and what he's calling you to do. It feel like that you're so alone, like you can't get along with people, but it's just that you're part of the remnant and you only can listen to God's voice. Because we have to realize that when we are called to judge, we are going to be judged for the works and the words that we say. And if you are part of the remnant and you're not listening to the words of God, that's why so many people that's pulling away from the churches right now, and a lot of people saying they disobedient, they not in order, but they are in order because they are listening to what God say. God is not off there confusing. God ain't gonna have you all discombobulated and wondering why, okay God, I want to fit in but I can't fit in. I want to do this because I keep hearing man say this, and I want to be a part and I want to help do the work here on earth. But you are doing the work because you are being in alignment with what God is calling you to do. You are being a remnant. You are not part of church, because in 1 Corinthians 12 it say some he set in the churches, some he set in the churches, but some is part of the remnant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So just like Samuel's sons, they wasn't obedient, so the children of Israel wanted a leader, and God say give them what they wanted. They didn't reject you, they rejected me. Hallelujah. Because God was trying to get them to understand that I want you guys to worship me. I want you to want me. I want you to want to seek me and understand me. I've been showing you that I have been with you since you came out of Israel. Hallelujah. Since you came out of Egypt, since I let you free from fear, and you still want someone else to cover you. You still want something else. Hallelujah. I want to show you that I am worthy to guide and direct you. Hallelujah. And show you that you're worthy. Hallelujah. But some people reject stuff. Rejecting means to dismiss as inadequate, inappropriate, or not to one's taste. Inadequate means lacking the quality or qualities required, insufficient for a purpose. It say my grace is sufficient. So it's saying that God is insufficient for a purpose. Like, a lot of people think that God is not good enough to carry them and guide and direct them, have a personal relationship. I hear so many people say a lot of times, hallelujah, that it's some people that say they hear from God all the time. They weird and and there's something wrong with them. But what about the prophets and the ones that God spoke through and the ones that God only spoke through? Hallelujah. They didn't have a leader over them. They didn't have no one over them but God. Hallelujah. So God only spoke to them. Hallelujah. Now, maybe God don't give you the details of every single thing, but if you're saying, God, let your will be done, I don't want to do nothing but your will, that means God is speaking to you and letting you know all the details of what you're called to do in each and every day. He might not say it audibly or vocally, but he prompts you through the Spirit. He's speaking through you when he's guiding you somewhere. He's speaking through you when he's giving you the discernment to understand. Hallelujah. So God is always speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, the reason that people say that and do that because they don't have that relationship with God. They don't understand that you are weird to them. It is something that is wrong with you. Hallelujah. But I stand here by the power of God that lives inside of me, that Spirit of God that lives inside of me, that is nothing wrong with you, that God is using you, that you are somebody, hallelujah, that God knows the purpose that he have over your life, that God knows that you're different. He created you to be different. You are part of the remnant, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you're part of the remnant. So it's ones that he have saved that have not bowed down to Baal, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's saying Romans 11 and verse 3. I'm going to start at verse 4. First voice say, what says the answer to God to him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed their knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Hallelujah. So he said there's a remnant according to the election of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The election of what? Jesus came. We have to understand that Jesus came. And Jesus was the word in flesh. And as Jesus was the word in flesh, they say Jesus came full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. It's a remnant that's about the election of grace. That's what Jesus came as, the truth and grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So this is the remnant after the election of grace. It's just like Christ Jesus, the ones, because we are called to be conformed to the image of Christ. So if we're called to be conformed to the image of, we're called to walk out and do what God called us to do. Hallelujah. The way God called us to do it. Hallelujah. And Jesus didn't shake or buckle in what he believed in. Jesus trusted what he believed in. He trusted what God called him to say, what God called him to do, and knew the God who sent him. Hallelujah. So God is trying to teach us how to know who sent us. When you in certain situations, you need to know, I was sent by God. This is not nothing I would have done on my own. This whole journey that God got me on, this is nothing that I would have did on my own. And I would have chose a different wheel for my life, but God is showing me that I'm a part of his remnant that just has to be guided and directed by him. I listen to other people. I listen to God's voice through other people. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to beat myself up if man feel like I'm not submissive the way they think I should be submissive. If they put in their mind that I'm being disobedient and I don't know how to be in order or in confusion. No, it's not that. It's just that I know who my father is. I know my calling. I know the purpose that God have over my life. And I just want to encourage you out there, because people will make it seem like you're prideful, or people will make it seem like you're not humble or you're arrogant. But you have to know who your God is. You have to know who you serve. You got to know what you believe in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I say you have to study, show yourself approved, a workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God don't want us to be ashamed of what he is doing in our life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Feel like you are inaccurate in your actions and your character and your position. Hallelujah. He wants you to know that I am using you. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed, a workman not being ashamed. Don't be ashamed of how God is calling you to live out this purpose and this calling that he have over your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because it say many are called, but few are chosen. It say all things work out for the good of them who love God, who's called according to his purpose. So it say many are called, but few are chosen. Few are chosen to be part of the remnant. Hallelujah. Few are chosen to go and do what God called them to do, to just be guided and directed by God, to do different works. Hallelujah. To do work that don't make sense to people, that people will talk about, and people will say they lying, and it just don't make sense, and people will laugh at them, and people will mock them and do a lot of different things. But you have to trust God. You have to believe God and know that he will never leave you nor forsake you, that he's always there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just wanted to encourage my brothers and sisters tonight to not give up. Hallelujah, because it's really been on my spirit, and God been talking to me about following and want to let me know that as long as I follow him, I continue to find life, and I can find the life that he called me to follow. Hallelujah. In some seasons where you have to go and just be with you and God, so you will know how to be with God at all times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People think that when you come to him and you don't go and be at a church house and be in the midst of the people that you don't have a relationship with God, but there's so many people that don't go inside of the buildings whose relationship with God is stronger than the people that's in the building, because a lot of people in the building, they fall on the man, and when the man fall, they lose track, and they think it's something wrong with God, or they not believing God, because you're looking too much on man. God is a spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he have blessed us to live inside of us. Hallelujah. To be guided and directed by us when we receive him. Hallelujah. That means he lives in us now, and he walks inside of us. Hallelujah. But we have to realize he is a spirit. If a man is not being guided by God 24/7, hallelujah, some things he do will be out of flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's one thing God is teaching me. Like, someone can be a powerful, a strong woman of God, but if they do one thing that's out of flesh, and you notice that, and it hinders your walk or hinders something that you gain that you need to understanding on, it will make you not trust God, because you focus on man. Man is flawed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is perfecting us daily. Hallelujah. But when you have a relationship with God and know that it's God that is doing all things, know that God is the one that's the power. Know as long as we submit it to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can walk and perform the power that he gave us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can be who he called us to be. We can continue to walk out and show the revelation and the understanding standing of a remnant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because we need to know the understanding of a remnant that's not bowed to Baal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Baal was idols that people worship. Hallelujah. That people put before God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God is trying to show his remnant that's not putting nothing before him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God wants people to just pure and clean before him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I just want to encourage you, like, the ones that feel like You different. You don't understand. You don't function the same way a lot of people function. And people think it's something wrong. And you come from a background where you probably was depressed, where you probably was the wildest one out of your family, where you was the black sheep, where you was the one that was known to be crazy. You was the one that was known to be a fighter. You was the one that was known to be a drunk and all this. But one thing you need to realize, when you was out in the streets, yes, you had a flaw, but you was powerful when you was in the world. Hallelujah. And God is trying to show you how to walk in his power while you're with him, while you're under him, that you didn't bow down and worship things when you was in the world. Hallelujah. You were who you were, but now God's trying to show you who you was created to be and how to walk in the truth of his word and who the truth of who he called you to be. Hallelujah. Where now you understand, like, you know what? I was this when I was in the world. And then as God is revealing his Holy Spirit, he's showing you, like, wow, God was with me then because he was protecting me then, because he was trying to show me that I was someone. I didn't know who I was. I was so confused, because I always knew that I was different. Always knew it was something wrong. I always knew it was something wrong with the way that I felt, that I didn't like certain things, but I learned how to attach myself to it because it seemed normal to me. But now God is showing you that what you thought was normal was not normal. It's just that what your surroundings showed you was normal. Now I'm going to show you the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he don't want you to be comfortable with normal. He wants you to be comfortable with truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because when people get comfortable with normal, they will get comfortable with sin. They will get comfortable with things that's not of God. They will get comfortable with worshiping Baal and bowing down to things that's not of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But see, when you know who you are and you allow God to show you who you are, hallelujah, you will become comfortable being in the truth. Hallelujah. And you won't be shaken by people that don't understand the truth or things that don't understand the truth. You will learn how to not be shaken when you don't understand the truth, because it's a lot of things that God revealed to me, and I'd be like, Lord, I don't understand. It's like, it was a situation where something happened, and I was mad, and I'm like, God, it's not that serious. Why am I so mad? And God was showing me that you feeling what I feel. You see the anger that I feel about this situation, but I'm going to allow you to show grace because I show grace, and I'm going to allow you to show mercy because I show mercy. Hallelujah. But it was on me, and I'm like, Lord, I am really upset about this. And I'm like, Lord, it ain't even that serious because I know you got me. I trust you. I believe in you. And then he had to show me another level of that. Like, you know what? You do trust me. You do believe in me. But I'm showing you my heart. I'm showing you how I feel. I'm showing you how it say you can get angry and sin not. See, people think when you get angry, like I wasn't angry, like I wanted to beat nobody up or hurt them, but I was just, God, because I've been asking God, I've been saying, Lord, show me the spirits around me. Show me what's around me. Show me the strategies of the spirit. Show me how spirits act. Show me the difference in the spirits. Hallelujah. The motives of the devil. Show me his motives and action and all this other stuff. And I'm just getting angry, like, wow, because it's like, I wasn't angry, like upset where I wanted to hurt someone, but it was like a spiritual anger where it's looking like, okay, enemy, devil, you've been playing this, you've been doing this for this long, and I never paid attention to it. I never knew that strategy. I never knew that much, and God let me know, like, you did know it. You just wasn't listening when I was revealing it to you, because I was letting it be known to you, but you were so focused on the situation. You were so focused on the human that was carrying the spirit instead of allowing me to show you the spirit that is carrying the human. Hallelujah. Because one thing we need to understand, it's not the human that's carrying the spirit, it's the spirit that's carrying the human. What spirit is carrying? You see, the spirit of the living God is carrying me. The spirit of the living God is guiding me and directing me and teaching me and molding and shaping me. Hallelujah. The spirit of the living God is transforming my mind and guiding and direct me. Hallelujah. What spirit is activating the person? Hallelujah. What spirit is directing them? What spirit is teaching them? What spirit is training them? What spirit is motivating them? And that's what we need to understand. We understand the spirits is motivating the different things. Hallelujah. We can learn how to submit our heart to God, hallelujah, and learn how to be comfortable with being who God is in our life, be comfortable with the revelations and understanding that God tells us and not think there's nothing wrong, because when God gets the revealing revelation and understanding, you can feel unworthy, like, why are you telling me this? Like, this is too much. It's too heavy. It's too heavy, Lord. Like, I shouldn't know this much about a person. I shouldn't know this much about a situation. But God said, if I called you to be like how you're supposed to be conformed to the image of my son, Christ Jesus, how he went and he spoke to different places and he had to be able to identify different spirits and characteristics and know what to do. When Jesus went and healed and delivered, Jesus did things specific ways and different ways to everybody that he healed and delivered, because it was certain spirits that was carrying people that needed a certain deliverance to deliver them from the spirit that had them bound. Hallelujah. So as you're guided and directed by God, he would teach you how to understand the different spirits that's before you, that's being carried, that's carrying the things that's coming against you. Hallelujah. And then you will learn what type of spirit is coming against you in different levels. Because it's certain spirits that come at you at certain levels of your walk and at certain faith levels. So I pray you heard that's what the Spirit was saying to the church, as the Spirit of the Lord was guiding and directing me. My heart rejects you. Hallelujah. Stop rejecting God and come back to God and let him guide and direct you. He was the one that brought you out of wherever your Egypt was. He was the one that delivered you. He's the one that's been giving you the living waters, been feeding you and giving you the understanding. Stop putting so much on man, wanting man to do everything for you. Hallelujah. And give you all the understanding and allow God to give it to you. Allow God to guide and direct you. Allow God to be the true God in your life, the true and living God in your life. Hallelujah. Don't let a man that live on this earth be the God to you, when true and living God is a spirit, one to show you how to be activated by his spirit and guided and directed him. I'm glad you joined me tonight. I pray everyone have a blessed weekend and enjoy their time with the Lord and trust God and read and meditate and study on your word and allow God to reveal revelation and understand it to you. Don't be shocked at nothing God is showing you. The different things is just God showing you that I'm speaking to you. Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to go? Hallelujah. But the one thing about God, he gives us time. He takes time with us because he knows what level we are at. He knows what we are and what we need. And he knows where he's trying to take us to. So trust it. He would never leave you nor forsake you, that he's always there. And he loves you. And he knows you love him too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So tune in next week to God's Rooted Message, and let's go deeper inside of God and love on him and allow him to love on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful. I'm so happy. God is good. Oh, God is good. God is good. Oh, God is good. God is good, oh God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. I love you, God loves you more. Love, heart, and pray, and harder. Hug, love, my loves.